Welcome to the underground, a place to hear the word of God before you go 6 feet underground, a place to get into the word of God so the word of God can get into you. And who am I? I'm just a voice of one calling out saying, repent. Yeah, I know the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's the underground. What's up, family? How everybody doing? We got people on here who doing big things for the kingdom. Let me tell you. August the 24th or the 25th, correct me if I'm wrong, the Castillos, they got an event popping off in San Antonio. Go ahead and put that information at the bottom. Matter of fact, unmute it and go ahead and tell us what's going down on August the 24th. Go ahead and tell us.
Hey guys. So hey, oh, Anthony's here. I don't know if you can hear him, but so yes, August 24th. I can put the address on here if y'all want, but it's 5 o'clock, from 5 to 7. So it's basically going to be just a ministry of the Spirit, as flowing with the, whatever the Holy Spirit. We, our only agenda is His agenda. And I had someone ask me, what should I expect? And I was like, just expect the unexpected, because we believe God is going to just meet all of our needs as we're in His presence. So, oh, yeah. So that's pretty much it.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that. That's Castles Ministries, by the way. Castle Ministry. Shout out to Castle Ministries. Then we got my brother up in here. He finna infiltrate all type of environments, school and certain environments that only certain people can go into, but I think God has called him, and he doing a work that I don't even know if he know what he that God calling him. He doing something real big, and I don't even know if he noticed it. But hey, bro, tell us what you got coming up. If he haven't already turned on the game yet, because he probably can't even hear me. Can you hear me? Man, you got me looking bad on this thing, bro. You can't hold on. Hold on, man. I'm live. What you mean? Hold on. See, people.
No, I try to figure out how to unmute it, man.
Go ahead, tell us what you got.
Nah, I'm working on some. It's called Sunday Funday. And we spell it S-O-N. I dropped the flyer in the chat, man. And we just trying to create an environment where, you know, people of the faith can just come hang out and listen to some good Christian music, holy music, and not feel, you know, any kind of way or whatnot. So we're trying to create it coming off the Sundays when people going to church and just want to go somewhere and just have a good time. So I haven't locked in the dates. I'm still working with the man at the building, but it's coming soon, and it's going to kind of be like a pop-up shop. So it might be this Sunday, and you might not get it for another 3 weeks, and then come back again until, you know, he wants us there all the time. So that's what we're working on right now.
Already appreciate that. Appreciate that. And then we got somebody in who be hooking me and my wife up with the freshest gear known to mankind. I'm telling y'all finna be seeing some shirts on the underground. It's finna be popping. Miss Anitra, go ahead and tell us about your shirts. Oh, is this her kids on here? I don't know if this a kids on here or what. This all random, by the way, so they don't even know I was gonna be going down. Okay, but let me know if you okay, you ready?
Sorry about that.
Go ahead,
Dante. What'd you say?
Let us know about your shirts. How much they cost? What kind of shirts you make? And all those type of things, so everybody can hear.
So I print any kind of custom t-shirts or apparel. Our underground shirts are priced, which you'll be posting and publishing soon. They'll be, well, you're the designer.
Yeah.
They're designed by Dante.
Okay. How much do you charge, though, like if they want to just come and get some shirts for, you know, their companies or business or ministries and stuff like that?
So it does all depend. All they have to do is just reach out to me, let me know the sizes, any specifics, whether it's front or back, whether it's multicolor. But I am very reasonable.
Okay.
Competitive.
Got you. Appreciate that. Like I said, we're going to have some shirts up on the underground website that y'all can see, and if y'all want to order, We're gonna have a link where y'all can do that at. So that's if you want your latest kingdom gear, this is who you go get at, Miss Anitra. We go put y'all in the door. And anything. Yeah, so drop all that stuff in the chat. And Trenisha, Miss Trenisha, what you got going on for the kingdom that we need to know about and pray about?
Oh, I wasn't expecting that at all. I'm just moving and grooving with the young adults, you know, constantly just getting them rooted in the Word of God. Got small groups taking off this season. So I'm very excited about being a leader into that. I'm teaching my first Sunday school class this Sunday. So, yeah, so I'm being in different spaces, like I said, more towards the young adults. That's where my heart is, just making sure, you know, that they are able to get that spiritual foundation that I felt like I got back, you know, by being raised in the church. So, you know, these are a lot of young adults who look like they're hungry for the Word of God, who wants to get out and to serve. And so I just want to make sure that I become a servant to usher them into that. So that's all that I got going for now. So just continue to pray for them.
Absolutely, absolutely. Appreciate that. Y'all hear that? And then we got all the way from Pakistan, my man, A. Jamal. What's up, brother? How you doing? A. Jamal, can you hear me?
Yes, my brother.
How you doing, my brother? You live. Go ahead and let us know what's going on in Pakistan.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for giving me this link, and I am very happy to join this meeting. Pakistan is Pakistan Day by Day received the healing, as well as many people received the accept the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. So we praise to our Lord.
I think you're breaking up, brother.
For all the blessing, all the, thank you so much for your community and all the church, Lord, for all the blessings.
Thank you so much, brother. And look, you just had to show, I see you just shaved and everything, so you just wanted to show your face off. I see you, brother. Looking like baby face from Pakistan. What's up, man?
Praise the Lord for all the blessing, and I thanks to my Lord and AA community church, and we praise to our Lord for your life, for your prayer, and thank you so much. You are standing with us in prayer. And me and my wife, my team is always standing with you in prayer. So we praise the Lord.
I think you DJ Spirit. He DJ Spirit.
All the prayer warriors, all the people over there.
Oh, okay. Okay, appreciate that, brother. Hey, I just want you to meet the team. This the team right here. This the team right here. Most of these people on here, man, they doing big things in Houston, and I just wanted you to hop on and meet them real quick. That's all. Just want you to say what's up to them. That's it. Because I always want the people that I work with overseas to know, like, when I come, man, it's a whole team behind me that's been supporting me and praying for me. So I always like to just connect those people, and like, you never know, one day in the future we may be doing a lot of work with these people. So I totally believe that, man. So I'm gonna go ahead and get into the word real quick. Hey, Jamal, do me a favor, put your mic on mute, so when I start going, it won't have any background noise. Can you do that for me? Put your mic on mute. Thank you so much, my brother. All right. Also, before I do get started, I wanted to share with y'all so y'all can understand the underground. God has opened up this platform, and it is reaching all across America and different countries. So I know we only see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You may say, oh, it's only 7 people in here. But I'm going to share some with y'all so y'all can know every morning these messages are getting downloads all across America and all across the country. So I'm going to see give y'all some countries and states. We got Boston. We got Philadelphia. We got St. Louis. We got Baytown. We got Fort Worth. We got Chicago. We got New York. We got Los Angeles. We got Dallas. We also got Columbus. We got Phoenix. We got Colombia on here. Of course, you know, we got Africa. We got Pakistan. And we got Forest City. We got Bridgeport. And a couple of more Brussels. We got Brussels. And another place up in, I forgot what the other country was, that really be supporting the underground. And so I just want you guys to know that when you guys talk about your ministry, it's just not these people in here who ain't hearing about it. There's going to be a lot of more people who's going to be hearing about these things. And maybe opportunities can be opened up for you. You get what I'm saying? Because God has really used the underground to get underground in a lot of countries and cities in America. And the word of God is going forth every single week when we get on here, you know, and it's a mighty blessing. It's a mighty blessing, which started from we just started from doing a Bible study. It used to be me, my wife, and we used to drive to my sister's house and sit in her back room. And we used to do a Bible study. And I remember it was Teresa and Anthony that used to come on at the beginning. It was just us five. And then it came from, you know, God just started giving us ideas every week. Okay, we should do it this way. We should do it that way and this way and this way. And now the underground is going to become an entity where we can do events. We're going to have, you know, attires. We're going to do some crusades in other country. That is the vision that God wants for the underground. And, you know, I believe he has a great team that he's building, and everybody has their own gifts, and we here to uplift each other and make sure everybody's ministry can be successful. Okay, I got one of my young cats coming in. What up, Jason? What's up, Jason? I got to get on him too. What's up, Jason? Come on in, Jason. Say something real quick, Jason. Let me know that you're there. No, I need to hear your voice. Hey, what's up, Jason? Let me hear you. You on live. Go ahead and say something. We doing it a little different tonight. Can you put your thing off mute, Jason? Can you hear me? It won't let me. Oh, it won't let you. What kind of phone, y'all? Y'all, I don't know what's going on with some of y'all tonight. Y'all don't know how to unmute your phones and all that, but we just go pray and bind that little confused spirit off a lot of y'all up in here. Yeah, I don't know how to. I'm just messing with y'all. But okay. Hey, how camp is going? Jason, right now, he's at youth camp. How camp is going? Let us know in the chat how camp is going, my brother. Man, it's going great. Okay, cool. Well, be ready to get back to work when you get down here. So you'll be here Saturday, so be ready to get back to work Sunday, because I'm going to need you to read for me, all right? So, okay, cool. All right, let me see if there's anything else I need to say to y'all, Boston Baked Bean head selves. That's it, though. That's it. So let me pray real quick, and then we go hop into the word. Y'all mind? Okay, that's what we go do. We go. So, dear God, we thank you for this opportunity for allowing us to meet together. We appreciate it. You know, we had we tired. Some of us tired, guys. Some of us, you know, just got off work. Some of us just barely made it. You know, some of us, we just barely hanging on, guys. So we hoping that you can just talk to us today. Give us some encouragement, because we don't know. That's all I'm going to say, guys. Some of us, we just don't know. So, God, we thank you for the opportunity to hear your word. Please clean our mind, clean our hearts, clean our desires. We got some desires that's just all out of whack sometimes. We got attitudes. That's all off of whack. So help us, dear God. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so last week, y'all already know we was in 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we only got to verse 10. We got to verse 10, right? Because, you know, the Holy Spirit. No, we only got to verse 7. Excuse me. Okay, we got somebody else coming in. Let me go ahead and hook them up. There you go. And so, welcome to the underground, a place to hear the word of God before you go 6 feet underground, a place to get into the word of God so the word of God can get into you. Who am I? I'm just the voice of one calling out saying, repent. You know the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When you come in, do me a favor. Go ahead and put your phone on mute for me. Thank you very much. So anyways, back to the word. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8. That's where we going to be at. So, yeah, go ahead. If you got your phone by you, you got your Bible by you. If your Bible in the car, up under the seat, just listen. I don't understand how you come into a Bible study but don't have your Bible. Come on now, people. Come on. All right. It says, always remember that Jesus Christ, a descendant of King David, was raised from the dead. See, this is right here, the essence of our gospel. Jesus Christ dead, buried, and he was raised from the dead. You can't go visit his grave. Okay? Now, you may go holler at your boy, Haile Selassie, Elijah, Muhammad, Buddha. Now, you go visit their graves, you may dig it up and have some skeletons, right? But Jesus, according to the word of God, they said they went to his grave, right? They went to the grave, two women, they came, they was looking for him, and he was gone. You see what I'm saying? So that is the essence of what we believe. We believe that he ain't dead. We serve a living God. That's what we believe. He's active. He's alive. That's who we serve. And that's why our life has to resemble that. Our ministries has to resemble that. You shouldn't have a dead life and you serving a alive God, a living God. Your relationship shouldn't be dead and you serving a living God. Your finances shouldn't be dead and you're serving a living God. You understand what I'm saying? You got to start, hey, he's alive, he's active, he's moving. Right now as we speak, he's in the midst of us right now. So I always remember that. And so your boy Paul tells us, Uncle Paul, I like to call him Uncle Paul. He says, this is the good news that we preach. This is when you get behind a pulpit. Let me talk to all my preachers real quick. You want to make sure that we tie everything back to Jesus Christ. You know, we want to start hearing words again, like, are you born again? Can we get that back into the sermons? Are you born again? Because a lot of people just coming in the kingdom and I don't even know if they've been born again. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Because that's the good news that we must present to a lost world. We have to start again, even though it's not popular. I understand it's not popular right now. I get it. But this is the good news that we preach. You know what I mean? So if you want to claim Jesus, if you want to preach Jesus, let's go ahead and understand what we preaching about too also. Verse 9, and because I preach this good news, I am suffering and have been chained like a criminal. Now, in America right now, we have been blessed. We don't suffer that much for being preaching this good news like that. We don't suffer. You might get some people in your little comment section that may have some issues with it, but come on now. That's just comments. Ain't nobody jabbing you. Ain't nobody stabbing you. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody, Tommy Hitman, doing nothing to you like he did Martin. Ain't nobody doing that to you. So right now, while you have the opportunity, I'm going to encourage you, go ahead and be bold and preach it. Because what's the worst they going to do to you? Say something about it? Don't like it? Don't share it? I think that's the worst kind of suffering. Maybe you may lose some friends. That's maybe. Or maybe you may lose some followers. That's maybe. But I don't know. What else do we have to really suffer? I don't think we have really got into that, you know, area in our lives yet. Now, your flesh may be suffering. I understand. Your flesh may be suffering. But I'd rather suffer like that than suffer like some of these people are doing in these other countries, too. My brother Jamal, hey, Jamal, he send me pictures, send me stories every day, man. They're over there, you know, stoning people still. You get what I'm saying? So we got to be thankful that we right now we live in a country that, hey, right now, you know, we don't have to suffer that much to preach this gospel. So while you have the opportunity, while you have the breath in your lungs, while you still have life inside of your body, why you able still to walk, why you able still to talk, you see what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and be bold about Jesus. Every once in a while, I was telling my brothers and sisters this at the church, every once in a while, just say Jesus' name at work, or just say it just to get out of it, the scary, I don't know if we scared or a little timid to say his name sometimes. So every once in a while, just say Jesus. Just say it, just out of nowhere. Well, what he said that for? Oh, I'm just saying it just to make y'all understand I'm here. Yeah, we still here. We still some Jesus followers. I don't know who the universe is. I still don't know who the universe is. I'm still trying to figure that out. I'm still trying to figure out who's the man upstairs. Because I read my word and I just don't see these names. Even when you study out the names of God, you don't see these names that they calling him today. Right? So let's start getting back. Let's get in the gym. Let's start working out that name again. Jesus. Jesus. Let's start working out that name again. And let's see. See, the reason sometimes our life doesn't seem alive because we're not saying the name that gets things alive, that resurrect things. Make sure when you pray, you praying in Jesus' name. You know, because we have this sneaky doctrine that's trying to creep in the church that, you know, just anybody can claim something, touch it, and you can get this and speak it into existence. Some of y'all, let's be honest, we speaking a lot of demons in existence. We speaking a lot of things that's against God's will into existence. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure when you're speaking life or speaking these things into existence, let's make sure it's aligning. I'm really talking to my young people when I say this too. It's aligning to the will of God, to the character of God. You understand? Okay, so Paul said, I am suffering and have been chained like a criminal. Ooh, man. I gotta be honest with y'all. I be talking good, I be talking some good game, but I don't know how I just don't know. I ain't gonna be just be saying, I don't know how I react if I was chained up. You know, I hope I don't fold like a lawn chair. You know, I hope when they ready to stone me, I just be like, come on with it. I hope I don't be like, wait. You know, I really hope it's in me. You get what I'm saying? But we haven't faced those type of pressures yet. Some of us fold when our friends just, let me keep moving on. But the word of God cannot be changed. Do you hear what God's saying about his word? He said, my word, that's what I'm telling y'all. His word cannot be changed. It can go anywhere. I'm sitting in a room right now, and the word of God is going all across America and all across the world. And I'm sitting in a room in front of a computer with a cheap mic that I got from Amazon. But the word of God is so powerful. It can go all across the world. You understand? It cannot be chained. It cannot, no matter how much people or the system or anybody try to control you, once you start speaking the word of God, you cannot be contained. Demons gotta let you loose. Poverty got to let you loose. Sickness got to let you loose. Depression got to let you loose. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Start speaking the word of God. How can you speak it if you don't know it, though? That's why one must study to show they self-approved. You got to start getting your word every single day. I mean, especially, I'm talking to everybody in here. Do you see the ministry God has put you in? Do you see the ministry God has have you leading? All of you guys in here have fantastic ministry. You're going to have to be in the word more than the regular person. You just going to have to. Shout out to my Zoom user, whoever that is, just came in. Type your name at the bottom so I can say hi to you. But appreciate you coming in. Just go ahead. We at 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we at verse 9. Let's get back to this word, though. Verse 10, and we at verse 10. It says, so I am willing to endure anything if it will bring salvation and eternal glory in Christ Jesus. Joe Harrell. Okay, what's up, Joe? I don't know who you is, but I appreciate you coming out, brother. Or sister, I don't know if that's, but I appreciate you coming out and welcome to the underground. You could have been anywhere, but you decided to be here. We appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate that. But Paul said in verse 10, so I am willing to endure anything. That's what I'm trying to get to. I ain't there yet. I ain't gonna lie. Anything? What you mean by that, Paul? I need you to break that down to me. What you mean, anything? He means anything. That's when you have lost your life. Nothing else matters. Shout out to Lauren Hill and D'Angelo. Yeah, I remember that. 90s. But nothing even matters to them no more. He said, I'm willing to endure it if it brings salvation. See, salvation and the glory of Jesus Christ was Paul's main focus. And he wanted to pass that down to his young protege, Timothy. And that's what I'm saying as leaders, because I'm speaking nothing to leaders. That is what we got to pass down to the young people. Hey, I understand you want to do all that, my young brother. I understand you want to do all that, my young sister. But we got to start positioning their minds if they want to be followers of Christ. Hey, this is going to be your will. That's my friend. She's on my, okay, this your friend? Shut up. Okay, Jason, way to go. They say she's just a friend. They say she's just a friend. But anyway, appreciate that, though, Jason, bringing somebody in here. But we got to start positioning their minds. Young person, when you sign up for Jesus, man, you signing your life away. You're not just signing up so you can tell people, I'm a Jesus follower, or just so you can go to church, or you can play, a little instrument on Sunday. You signing up to really live this life for Christ. You really signing up to be a soldier. You get what I'm saying? And it says, for those who God has chosen. God has chosen. God has chosen you to be here tonight to hear his word. The job may not have chose you, but God has chosen you. She may not have chose you, but God has chose you, young brother. He may not have chose you, But God has chosen you, sister. So what are you mad about? What are you depressed for? Get up out of that bed. Get up out of that funk that you in. God has chosen you. So what you didn't get to join the clique? So what they invite you or so what they don't call you? God be calling you. Do you hear me? So what if they didn't promote you? God is going to promote you. When are we going to start taking our eyes off mere man? Mere man. Man and women that's fading away like MJ on his best day. We're fading away and we put so much hope and so much status into man and what they think and what women think. And who cares? You got to start practicing. I'm only here on this world, in this world, to bring eternal glory to God. This is what my life is for. This is what my life is for. I'm here to tell you, everybody at the beginning of this Bible study said all the wonderful things that they are doing in ministry. I'm here to tell you, if one person don't support your ministry from this day forward, it is still successful. Why? Because God told you to do it and you did it. That's why it's going to be successful. Period. If nobody ever donates, if nobody ever buys, if nobody ever follows, if nobody ever shouts it out, it's still successful. Why? Because God put that seed in your mind and you took your mustard seed faith and you acted on it and you doing it. It's successful. I just want to be successful. Well, you successful, okay? You successful. When you are obedient to the word of God, that's what makes you successful in the kingdom. Not your little bank account. Okay? Not your bank account. And I'm here to tell everybody, if you have a checking and a savings, you ain't doing it like that. So humble yourself. Humble yourself. You hear what I'm saying? Money is not our main focus, my brothers and sisters. It is how do I please God when I wake up in the morning? That's what I'm thinking when I wake up in the morning. How can I get better at doing the will of God? You know, yesterday I had a bad day. Yesterday I messed up. Yesterday I was cussing too much. How can I get better at that? These are things we want to ask ourselves when we wake up in the morning. Anyways, let me keep moving and grooving through this word. In verse 11, this is a trustworthy saying. Now, you see that saying plenty of times throughout the word of God. When it says this is a trustworthy saying, what you want to do is perk up your ears a little bit. They doubling down. For all my gamblers or ex-gamblers out there, they putting all their chips in the middle of the tables when they say this is a trustworthy saying. They putting everything on this word, right, Chip? You heard? So you want to pay close attention when it say that. It says if we die with them, we will also live with them. That's a trustworthy saying right there. If you're having problems understanding what I'm saying, close your eyes right now and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what he's saying, because that's a powerful saying right there. If we die with him, we will also live with him. If we endure hardship, we will reign with him. Some of y'all want the crown without even going through some things. You want to reign without even going through some things. Shout out to my daughter, Rain, by the way. That's what I'm trying to let you know. In order to start leading like that, in order to start having authority like that in your life and leading a group of people, you're going to have to go through some hardships. Ain't no way around that. You know, when you sign up for a job, and you need to know all the tasks that you need, and you need to know what How do I apply for this job? What do I need? What type of degree I need? All these type of things. Do I need any extra certificates and all these type of things? Ain't no way around it. And we understand that when it comes to this world. If I want to be a teacher or a doctor or whatever, I got to go to college this many years and I got to study these many hours and I got to take these many tests to become that. And we understand that. Okay, so smart. I get it. How come we don't understand? In order to reign with God like that, you're going to have to go through some hardships. You're going to have to suffer for a while. And I know I keep repeating this, but I keep repeating this suffering word because this is a word that we want to take out of the gospel. We want to take out of the gospel. You're going to have to suffer. Well, what you mean by suffering? Your desires, your flesh. Your Fridays may have to suffer. Let me go ahead and break it down real clean. Your Fridays may have to suffer a little bit. Okay, your Saturdays may have to suffer. Your timeline may have to suffer a little bit. Your likes may have to suffer. You used to get 50, but once you start getting, you used to get 100 likes, but once you start walking with God, your likes may have to suffer. Now they down to like 20 and 10 because you ain't posting like, you know, you ain't posting sensual things no more, right? It may have to suffer. So, to my young ladies out there, you may be making a lot of money now. You may be getting a lot of cash apps sent to your phone right now. But once you start walking with God, them cash, they may have to suffer. Why? Because you're walking with God now. You start doing things holy. Even in the secret places, you start making holy decisions. Oh, I can't do that. Let me not play with him like that. I really don't have no type of desire to want to be with him. So let me go ahead and cut that off. My phone bill may suffer, but let me cut that off. My rent may suffer, but let me cut that off. That's what I mean. I'm breaking it down to you in a language that you understand. I'm breaking it down to the culture right now. That's what may have to suffer. Your insecurities may have to suffer for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let me talk to all my players out there. See, when you start walking with God, your insecurity, why are they going to have to suffer? Because you just start cutting off things that gives you false security. I want God to secure me. I want the word of God to secure me. I don't need nobody telling me I look good to secure me. I'm waiting on that to secure my mind. I'm waiting on that to secure my heart. I'm waiting on that to secure me. No. I just want the word of God, the will of God. I want me walking out the will of God to be my only confidence. Ooh-wee. Throne room. That's straight from the throne. Watch the throne. I know some rappers told you that years ago, but they was lying. Y'all was watching the wrong throne. Anyways, let's keep moving and grooving through this word, though. Then look what he said in verse 12. If we deny him, he would deny us. I'm so sick of hearing this, everybody welcome and God go choose everybody. That's a lie. Y'all are people out here denying God in his word. He said, I'm gonna deny you too. You read it for yourself. We can't be down. No, we got to start. Hey, you go have to deny your flesh and acknowledge God. Easier said than done. But that's the gospel. That's the gospel. Don't let America and the system of this world fool you and water down what the true gospel is. That's why I want you to take your eyes and your nutty professor fingers in the morning and go through that word of God for yourself. you'll start seeing, oh, Jesus taught a gospel that really was, oh, okay, this is going to take everything I got. This going to take everything I got. The word of God says in verse 13, if we are unfaithful, he remains faithful. Ooh, we thank you, God. Ooh. Touch somebody and say, I've been unfaithful sometimes. Just touch your neighbor, touch the dog, touch the fish. I don't know, whatever next to you, just touch it and say, I've been unfaithful sometimes. But ain't you glad that you serve a God that remains faithful? Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Amen. Because at times, man, we just be unfaithful. It's in our nature. It's in our nature to be ratchet. It's in our nature to want to turn up. It's in our natures to want to be freaks. Right? It's in our natures to want to be buzzed down. It's in our nature to want to be a trick. It's in our nature to want to be a drug dealer. It's in our nature to want to be a pimp, a hooker, a stripper. It's in our nature to want to rob. That's in us. We was born shaping in iniquity, the word of God tells us. And even in that, he remains faithful. That's the love of God right there, man. That's the love of God. I always tell people, man, if you want love, man, go to God. If you looking for love, go to God. You looking for love in all the wrong places. Shout out to the 90s again. Verse 14. Y'all with me? Put your thumbs up if y'all with me still. Y'all hang on. We almost, we ain't almost. We still got some more to go. But just, there you go. Just stand there. And keep on, you in the washing. You washing right now. You going through that little car wash, and now you got your soaps on you. Okay? You're getting everything washed. Because here's the thing. When we go throughout the week, we get dirty. You know, we get some dirt stains on us from the world. When we out there in them streets like that, you know, our minds get contaminated sometimes. So you need somewhere to go throughout the week. It may not even be the underground. I'm glad you decide to share your time with us today. But you may have a local church you need to go to. But make sure you're washing your mind. Would you go days without taking a bath? If you in here that goes days without taking a bath, we go stop this thing real quick and pray for you. Raise your hand. If that's you, we'll pray for you because, you know, you got some other things. You bound by a spirit of funkiness. But would you go days without taking a bath? No, you wouldn't. So why would you go days without reading your word, cleaning yourself? Why, my brothers and sisters? No, we can't do that. All right. Verse 14. This is what Paul, he telling Timothy. Remind everyone about these things. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm reminding everyone, all the countries and all them cities that I named from the get-go, I'm reminding them right now and command them in God's presence. That's the job of the person who's giving God's word. Sometimes we got to give you commands that we know you may not like. We know you may be talking about us up under your breath. And be saying things. We know that. That's what we sign up for when we say we'll preach the word of God. But God says, hey, command them. Sometimes you got to get stern. Got to say it with your chest. And he says, and command them in God's presence to stop fighting over words. Such arguments are useless. Hey, my brothers and sisters, you don't have time to be arguing with people. You don't have time to be arguing with people about who you go vote for. You don't have time to be arguing with people over who's the best and who has this and who should have won the American Idol and who should have won The Voice and who should have did that and why they ain't get the Grammy and who I don't know what, man, we don't have time for all that stuff. We don't have time to be arguing back and forth with people on Instagram and whatever all these other platforms. I'm sometimes I be out the loop. Civil affairs. Amen. You don't have time, leaders. Why? Because you got people to lead. When people coming to you and want to argue, man, you end that conversation and quick. Can't talk. Gotta go. Man, because check this out what he says in his word. He says, those such arguments are useless and they can ruin those who hear them. It's when you're arguing and doing all these, I want you to know your reputation is dwindling away. When you're arguing over useless things, going back and forth with people. Do you understand when Jesus got before the governor and they was asking him all these questions and saying, well, who you say you is, Jesus? You know, he didn't say a word. He just let people talk. So whatever people want to say about you and say these things and lie about you, because it's coming, trust me, it's going to come. Because it happened to Jesus, so, and who are we? It's going to happen to us. You know, people may say some things and call you a false believer and who she thinks she is and who he thinks he is. I remember when he... Okay, don't say nothing to him. Let your work do the talking and not your mouth. See, when you got to argue with people, I'm here to tell you your work ain't doing enough talking. Let your work do it. They'll see it. Yeah, let your ministry do the talking. Let God's presence in your life do the talking for you. Period. That's why Jesus didn't have to say nothing. He was so secure within himself. He knew, I don't have to explain nothing to you. I don't have to justify myself to you. I don't have to prove anything to you. Because what you saying don't validate me. Your words don't predict my future. Uh-oh, let me say this. You giving to me don't predict my future. Let me say this. You support me, don't predict my future. Yeah, I need you to embody what the Spirit of God is saying right now. Because some of you guys, I'm telling you, you guys are stepping into destiny right now. These ministries, when I be talking to y'all, I see what, man, God is doing a mighty work in y'all. These ministries that God has given y'all, it is finna penetrate the darkness kingdom like never before, because it's stepping outside the four walls of the church. And we finna penetrate the kingdom of darkness like never before. It's finna be, the kingdom of darkness is gonna be resistant. We coming like full force. Affirmation. Going straight up the hole with it. Boom. That's where we coming in. That's how the kingdom of God coming right now. And so I don't have time to be talking and doing all this and arguing about this and who you, man, I don't know. I don't have nothing to say about that. And you don't either. So I'm here to encourage all the leaders in here, man, get to work. You got so much beautiful work to do for the kingdom of God. Get busy doing the work. Man, you're going to be, I'm here to prophesy to all of y'all. Y'all going to be so busy doing work, you ain't going to have time to respond to people. You going to look at certain stuff and be like, I ain't even checked that. Somebody said something to me 2 weeks ago. I ain't even know that was in my DM. That's when you know you wrapped up in God. You caught up in the rapture of God's purpose. Shout out to Anita Baker. Hey, check this out. Check this out, though. Keep on moving and grooving in God's word. I'm in verse 15. We got a couple more verses to go. This is a relay. We're not a relay. This is a marathon. So we done took a couple of laps. Some of y'all, if you're tired, take a little break. Take a water break. Go ahead, but come on. Okay? We got to start being able to hear the word of God for, you know, at least a couple of hours now. Jesus say, can you just watch for me for 1 hour? Golly, just 1 hour? That's all I wanted. You know? Come on, let's keep on moving and grooving. Verse 15, it says, work hard. See, work hard so you can present yourself to God and receive His approval. Look how the Holy Spirit just confirming. Work hard to receive His approval. Okay, let's talk to the lazy folks. Let's talk to the lazy Christians real quick. Believers. Okay, let's get up off this sloth spirit. All right? We can't be lazy and being kingdom minded. I don't know who I'm talking to, but this is for you. Go ahead and take that. Take that. You can't be a lazy believer. Got to get working. Well, I don't want to work there because they don't pay enough. It ain't about the pay. It's about getting that slothful spirit up out of you, baby. So if you got to go flip burgers for a season, go ahead and flip it. Flip it for a season. What? I'm building character. I'm building endurance. I'm suffering through my flesh, but I'm building my character up for what God is going to prepare me for the future. See, the blessings is coming, but you haven't built your character for it. So when it comes, your character lose the blessing. That's what it is. You can't say, hey, I'm here to tell everybody who listening at the sound of my voice, you know you have received God's blessing, but your character couldn't keep it, baby. That's that Tyson. That's that. Some of y'all just fell off right there. Some of y'all down out of there. Y'all know I'm just messing with y'all. I love y'all. But you see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying, the suffering, you may be going through a hard time right now, right? In the spirit or in your emotions, in your feelings, or all these type of things, right? But it's building your character for the blessing. Get ready for your blessing. You remember that song we used to sing that back in the day, right? We sang it, but do we really believe that? So get ready for your blessing. Get ready. God's got a blessing. You know, we sang those songs. You need to get ready for it. So if you got to go fetch some baskets this season, that's what you got to do. But that doesn't mean God hasn't forgot about what He promised you. Yeah, your mama may break her promises. Your daddy may break his promises. Your girlfriend may break her promises. Your boyfriend may break their promises. Your friend may break your promises. Your kids may break your promises. Your husband, your wife, they may break some promises. But I'm here to tell you, God is, no. He stand on everything He promised. And He gonna come through every single time. Question is, are you ready? Are you ready for when He come through? Listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is finna tell you. God's blessings is so big, you gotta have endurance to carry it. That's how, when God blesses you, you thinking God trying to bless you for a year. God trying to bless you for the next 20 years, girl. When God bless you, brother, He trying to bless you for the next generation. That's why you got to have endurance. You got to have character to carry God's blessing, because you're going to have to carry that blessing for the entirety of your life. That's how big His blessings are. God's blessing is like the Energizer Bunny. What that mean? It keeps going and going and going and going. It's like the 97 mixtape. It keeps flowing and flowing and flowing. It's like the screw tapes. It just keeps flowing and flowing. That's what God's blessing is. Get ready for it. Get ready for it. You have people in your life that you scared to cut off because the insecurities that's in you is afraid to not to have them because they boost some little insecurity up for you. They boost, they give you some type of boost in your mind, in your feelings. So you don't want to cut that off. I'm here to tell you the devil getting you for cheap. He playing you like a fool. You finna miss out on the best thing that God has for you. For what? For what? For what? Please, write it down. Write down, get a piece of paper, draw a line, put God's blessing, and put whoever that name is next to it, and add it up. And tell me, for what? What you holding on to? Because the person that you holding on to that's outside of God's will, they getting crusty every day. They knees starting to buckle every day. They back may about to blow out every day. But that's what you want to hold on to. Let's keep moving and grooving through this word. I ain't trying to make nobody mad this morning. I mean, this evening. Hey, check this out, what he said. He said, be a good worker. I'm still in the word. I ain't never left. Verse 15, be a good worker, one who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly explains the word of truth. That's why I like getting on this underground practicing, because I know I may have to, I got to go some places and speak to people. So I get on the underground, and what I'm doing, I'm just trying to be a good worker. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to test. I'm trying to practice on spitting this word correctly to you. That's all. You got to be a good worker. So wherever you're working at this season of your life, you got to be a good worker. Work starts. These are little things that I want you to know that will come back to bite you in the future. If work starts at 8 o'clock, why you keep getting at 8:15? It may not be nothing to you, but I'm trying to tell you, you read throughout the word, these little things matter to God. These little things matter to God. You want to show God that you are so appreciated of everything you got that he has given you. So you are going to steward it to the best of your ability. You're going to steward it to the best of your ability. Why you haven't got your oil changed yet? Why? It's been going on 3 months. You know you're supposed to get it. And God gave you that car that you prayed for. Right? God gave you prayed for that. And now you just treating it any kind of way now. God gave you that house. Why you treating it any kind of way now? God gave you that husband. You treating it any kind of way now. God gave you that wife. You treating it any kind of way now. That's what we be forgetting. We got to always stay on top of these things. That's what, why I'm talking to leaders. This is the application for being a leader. Other people can slack off like that. You can't afford to do it. Why? Because you are a leader, natural born leader. God is calling you to be a leader. So everything you do, you got to cross your T's and dot your I's. That's just the price of being a leader. Okay, and if you feel like you can't do that, it's okay. Admit that. That's what I'm saying. Some people, it's okay to much is given. Amen. Much is required. Much is required. When God is promoting you, you can't act like you was when you was 20. You can't act like that. You can't still be dealing with the same sin. Let me just go, the same sin. You know, we like to call it problems these days and I don't, you know, we call it all other things, but let me just make it plain to you. There are certain sins that you was dealing with in your 20s. Why are you still dealing with it in your 40s? And I'm not trying to be rude, but so much is given, much is, God is saying, hey, I'm going to need you to grow up with certain sins. You need to be working on some other things. You still praying to me about this situation? If I have an answer, that just means stop. Okay? So some of us, God is saying, hey, I want you to grow up out of certain sin that you in. As you level up, you should have different temptations now. You still getting tempted by the same thing when you was in your 20s? Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm calling you up out of that. I'm encouraging you up out of that. Ask God for some. God, I need some new temptations. Come on now. You get what I'm saying? I need some new devils to fight. I'm tired of fighting this same devil that my mama was fighting. I'm tired of fighting the same devil that my daddy was fighting, my granddaddy was fighting. I'm tired of them devils. Give me some new devils, please. Golly. You see what I'm saying? So come on, my brothers and sisters. Hey, the word of God also tells us in verse 16, avoid worthless, foolish talk that only leads to more godly behavior. Have you ever been in a conversation and the more you talk, the more just... Ladies, love you. But have you ever been in conversation and just the more you talk, it's just more gossip and more just, as the word of God says, foolish, worthless. You ever just talk and you just like, what did I get from that? God wants to start to, especially as you become leaders. Here's the thing, your words, they always matter. Yeah. You're talking to somebody. I have every single day, I have to be very careful with my words. Because they can lead you in situations that can be very hard to get you up out of. Leaders, your words matter. What do you mean? How did God start this world? By his word. How did he call forth us? By his word. And if you have the same presence inside of you, I want you to know your words matter. So use them wisely. That's for somebody. This kind of talk spreads like cancer. You know, cancer start off real small. May start off in one spot. And as it keeps growing, it spreads all over the body and affects the whole body. Your little small gossip, it may affect the community. It may start to affect the church. It may affect your family. That's what God is trying to get us to see. It matters. It matters. And I know it's hard because, you know, we just like to, you know, sometimes, I know this is harder for women. You know, I know y'all just like to talk. I get it. But start asking God to make your conversations more fruitful. Just more fruitful. That's all. Okay. Let's go down to verse 19 real quick because I want to hurry up and get through this. Okay. It says, but God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with this inscription. The Lord knows those who are his, and all who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil. Simple. Simplicity, right? Why are we having a hard time with that? You got to start asking God to give you discernment on what's evil, God. Not what I think is evil. No. Not what I think is evil. Because if you leave it up to me, God, I may have some things that you say evil, but I don't think they're evil. So, God, give me discernment on what you think is evil for my life. See, because there are certain things that I can do that if I do, it won't affect me like that. But there are certain things that my little daughter will do, it'll affect her more. You're not mature enough to do certain things. You're not mature enough to watch certain things. You're not mature enough to listen to certain things. You're not mature enough to go to certain places. You're not mature enough to go watch Netflix with your boo. You're not mature enough. Okay? Now, your older brother in the faith may be mature enough. He has discernment that, okay, woo. This is why I'm saying, ask God, what is evil in my life, God, that I need to turn away from? See, God may have me turn away from a certain thing that he's not talking to you about. Why? Because he's talking to us about different things. But that's why it's so important to get in the presence of God and ask him these things and wait for an answer. And when he give it to you quickly, my brothers and sisters, let's be obedient to it. Well, how do I do that? The same way you be obedient when you see that email from your boss. You know, when that email come through and they tell you to do something, how quickly do you get to it? You get to it very quickly. I know you do. Right? So that same energy that you have for your boss, God said, I'm going to need that same energy too when I ask you to do something. See, your boss only give you a paycheck, but I give you breath, baby. So I'm going to need that same energy. I need that from you. Let me get that up out of you. Yeah, let me go ahead and get that obedience up out of you. God tapping you on your shoulder. Let me go ahead and get this obedience up out of you this season. Nah. I let you pass a couple of seasons. You told me last season you was going to get it together. Can we get it together? You told me that last season. I'm going to need all of that this season. He want all of it. Let me go ahead and prophesy it. Some of y'all, God is saying, I'm done winking at you. Yeah, I'm done playing these little, can we go back, forth and forth? He said, I'm done playing them games with you. Either you're in or you're out. Right? Don't we get like that with certain people in our life? Let's go ahead and take it to the corner. Don't we get like that with certain people? Right? We get like that. You know, when somebody playing them games. Are you staying or are you going? You here Tuesday, Wednesday, but why I don't see you on the weekend? God say, I'm here. I see you on Tuesday or Wednesday Bible study, but where you at on the weekend? You over here on, you know, Monday through Friday, but soon as Saturday and Sunday come, phone off, I don't hear from you. God say the same thing about some of his children. Mm-hmm. So he just asked, where you at? Where you at? All right. Verse 22. Let me read verse 20 for y'all too. In a wealthy home, some utensils are made of gold and silver, right? And some are made of wood and clay. The expensive utensils are used for special occasions, and the cheap ones are for everyday use. Check out verse 21, separation. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. So you got certain people in the kingdom, as we reading it, you know, they just everyday use, you know. They just average. Just average. And you're going to see who's average. You're going to know them by their fruits. You're going to know average fruit bearers. And then God said, there's those who, they keep theyself pure. They keep theyself unstained. They keep theyself from gossip. They keep theyself from fornication. They keep theyself from homosexuality. They keep theyself from popping pills. They keep theyself from taking Xanax. They keep theyself from porn. They keep theyself from all these things. And he say, those people, they gonna be used for a special purpose. This is what I want to encourage my brothers and sisters for. Why do it if we ain't going to do it all the way? I'm going to be real with you. I always told God, if I'm going to do this, I don't want to be used just from no average. I don't want to be average in this. What fun is that? I might as well go back to the streets. I'll have more fun doing that. God, if you go use, I need to be used for a special purpose. I need to do something, you know what I'm saying, that's exciting. I can't just do the whole, I go to church Sunday, leave, and wait for another Sunday. God, I can't do that. So what I got to do, and he told me, hey, keep yourself pure, son. Don't be an average person. Go that extra mile. When everybody think that you doing too much or, oh, he too holy, he don't have no fun, let them think that. But just know I'm going to use you for a special purpose. If she start thinking, oh, girl, you being too much. It don't take all that. Golly. Okay, think that then. Think that. Go ahead and go back to your New My Zion Baptist Church and listen to Deacon Willing every Sunday. And go ahead and have your little chicken dinners. But I'm not finna just keep doing that. I want to have some dreams and goals that's outside of my capacity. I want to have some dreams that I got to get before God and say, God, I don't know how you gonna do this, but let's do it. Understand me? Your dreams need to be so big that people around you start thinking you crazy. Why am I saying this? What's the point of dealing with a big God if you got little dreams? Once you start walking with God, everything inside you begin to swell up. You're dealing with a big God. I was reading in Job, he says, to us, and I was reading also in the book of Isaiah. He said he looks down and we're like grasshoppers. I say, man, God be flexing sometimes in his word, y'all. He said, when he looks down, we look like grasshoppers. That's what he described to us. That's how big he is. In one scripture, this was in Lamentation, it says he had to scoop down to look down at us. He's talking about how big he is. He says he calls the stars out, and he says in his word, he knows every star by their name. I'm just talking about God right now. I'm here to tell you, you've been dreaming too little. You've been thinking too little. You've been praying too little. You've been talking too little. The people around you too little. I'm telling you right now, your dream's supposed to be so big that people just start leaving you alone. You know where I get that from? Jesus. His purpose got too big, even his disciples had to leave him alone. That's what I'm telling you. Your purpose got to be so big, they don't want to leave you, but they got to leave you. Because why? It's too big for me to handle. Man, I can't walk with this dude, man. I can't walk with her. Oh, man, that's too much fire for me. Yeah. You having problems getting rid of people? Turn up your dreams. You having problems getting rid of people? Fire up your prayer life. It'll get rid of them of yourself for itself. You don't have to delete people. Your prayer life will delete it for you. You don't have to get rid of people. Your ministry will get rid of people for you. I'm telling you, man. I'm not just telling you what I know or what I heard. I'm telling you because, man, I'm living it right now. I'm walking in it right now, my brothers and sisters. Your dreams become so big, you don't even have time to talk to people because you're talking to God, asking God, you got to help me with this. Give me strength for this. Give me the capacity to carry this. Give me the shoulders to carry this. Hide me, God, because I don't want to mess this up, God. I got eyes on me now, God. Who help me don't mess? I'm in the presence of God too much to even talk to people about foolish things, man. And that's where you are at. That's what God calling you at right now. That's where you at right now in your season. You're not going through nothing. You're not stressing about nothing. It's just God is calling you up higher. Period. Anyways, getting back. I think I'm gonna end off right there. You know, you guys are special. Yeah, special. You got a high calling on your life. Stop acting like you're ordinary and stop pretending like you're ordinary to fit in. If I listen here, all this talk of we all this, and I know we all got problems. That's cool, but stop talking like you down on people level. You not. God is calling you to a higher calling. Stop ignoring it and stop trying to do this fake humble thing. You've been called. You've been summoned. Period. God chose you. And once you begin to keep yourself pure, expect special purpose. Not because you think you are. No, that's what his word promised. If I keep myself pure, he's going to use me for special things. What you think you are? I didn't say I was all that. But the purpose that I'm on, it's making you think that, right? Glory to God. Glory to God. Shine your light. Hide in your light. Because you don't want to make people uncomfortable. Why would you hide something God gave you? You being disobedient. I want you to know that when you hide the light that God has given you, you being disobedient. When you shut your mouth, you're being disobedient. When you want to cover up your blessings, cover up your anointing, cover up the presence of God in your life. You know, when you walk in the room, everybody out, here she go. What's she finna say? What he about to do? I'm about to shift the atmosphere. That's what I'm about to do. You know I'm about to do it. I'm talking about being bold in the inheritance that God has given us. And you begin to walk in it like never before. I appreciate you coming out to the underground, a place to hear the word of God before you go 6 feet underground. A place to get into the word of God. Man, I hope the word of God got into you. And who is this preaching like that? He ain't nobody special. He's just a Russian one calling out in a spirit. In a whole world up under Jesus Christ saying, repent. Yeah, I know the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's the underground. I'm out. I love y'all.